Good morning. Welcome to Talk to the Expert today. It's time for our expert, Gina, from Iowa Specialty Hospitals, especially the Webster City Clinic, and Gina Snodhurst.
Yay! You did it!
You have a last name more than just Gina.
Just G.
Just G. So, yay!
It does help when we spell it phonetically. We're actually at a family gathering, and we all talked about how we spell it phonetically for people, and we all do it the same except for the brothers. They all, of course, had to be different.
But oh, well.
It's not an easy one, that's for sure.
There's just so many letters.
Yeah. Yeah. I spell
just
it.
Just G works.
See? I know.
It's, yep. Yep.
So much easier.
But we are now in fall.
Officially.
Yes. I mean, yes, the calendar says so.
My head and my nose say so.
And Mother Nature has weighed in as well.
Yes, so. And this is the first time I have put on an actual sweater.
Yep.
Not a sweater girl, but ooh, it'd be time.
So the question is, have you turned on your heat?
Yes. Don't tell my husband.
Okay.
I do it when he's not home because I'm a freeze baby and he sweats. So, you know, there's that. But
I could hang with him.
Yeah. Probably
58
so.
Is about optimal sleeping temperature because you can, you know, you curl up and you tuck the blankie under your chin.
No.
Makes it hard to get out of bed in the morning, though.
Yeah,
I will say
and your
that.
Nose is cold, and
that's okay.
I can't do it.
Yeah, well,
kudos to you for keeping your bills low.
Well, yeah, we get to the point where my husband and my dog put it to a vote, and I get outvoted.
Go to the other room.
Yeah, when puppy's lips turn blue, that's.
That's bad.
That's the time to, yes, yes. But progress.
Yeah.
I just went by the other day and all the little, you know, it looked like a little matrix thing all set up because they've got all the rebar and everything pouring concrete for parking lot and driveway and all that cool stuff.
I just checked in with the head guy, Mike, and he said, and I quote, "It has been a week of organized chaos."
Okay.
Little
beehive.
So according to him, the latest and greatest with the clinic build is there's brick going on the exterior of the building. There is the rest of the paving and sidewalks getting poured in front of the building. There's mechanical and transformer pads getting poured on the northwest corner of the building. There's siding going on the clerestory portions of the roof, and that is just the outside. All of that.
Yes.
Inside, we are still roughing in the plumbing, ductwork, and electrical, as well as setting the equipment in the mechanical room, about 1.5 semi-trailers worth.
Oh, my. What?
Yeah.
Hokey smoke.
The mechanical room in that building is ginormous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it when we walked through there. I was like, all this for the mechanical, which I guess it makes sense, but
it
not
does.
Being construction minded, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just turn the heat on and
it's just that little bitty flippy
button,
swing.
Right.
What's all that other big stuff for? We just need a little
exactly.
bitty switchy thing.
Exactly. So he said, in short, there's been a lot of people, equipment, and materials getting moved around, but so far it's been done without much hassle. So life is good.
We like life being good.
I know.
That is good, good, good stuff.
Yeah. So.
Great.
I always ask him every week. I'm like, tell me what's exciting. And he just laughs because he's like, it's all exciting.
Well, yeah. But pouring the parking lot and the driveway and the approach and that kind of stuff really is very visual for those of us who drive by.
Right.
And so that's fun to see.
Right. And, you know, I keep saying this and somebody just said this at work this week. You know, Christmas isn't that far away. You know, this isn't that far away. And really, I don't even remember the month of September.
Oh,
mercy. It literally seems like we were sitting there going, oh my gosh, it's time to turn the calendar. And then, oh, look, it's October. Blacked out the entire 30 days. I don't know.
Well, you know, our grandmas were right. Time does fly by.
It does, yeah.
It does.
And I don't know if that's because we're older or just happens when you're older or... I don't know.
Maybe our list is just too long.
Could be.
It could be. That.
That's probably
is
it.
It's entirely possible. Yeah. Yeah.
Also wanted to mention that before I actually showed up today, I tried to put some new photos out on Facebook.
Oh, good.
And then I hit something and they all went away. So I have on my list of things to do
so
to
you
read.
Oops.
Do that. Yes, I said, oops.
There was an S in there.
Like, what did I do? So anyway, photos will be posted.
Okay, very good.
Before the weekend.
Okay.
Let's just say that.
Terrific.
So if anybody wants to go out and take a look at all these things that we're talking about, it's really cool.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, and fun to scroll back and look at. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. When we were turning the page into September,
yeah,
that's what it looked like. And now,
remember, it was dirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just seems like yesterday we had the ribbon cutting.
Yeah. Yeah. We moved the dirt from this side to that side, and then to that side over. And over. Got that all handled.
Because you swear that's all they do for like a month,
mm-hmm.
is just move dirt, and then all of a sudden these walls go up. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's pretty cool. Couple other things, just announcementy wise. Still have a lot of job postings, just like every other healthcare business and every other business. So if you're interested in looking at a job opening at the Iowa Specialty Hospitals and Clinics, iowaspecialtyhospital.com/careers.
Okay.
And then you can just go through all of them and you can apply online. A lot of the jobs have sign-on bonuses, which is huge. So
sure.
Take a look.
Sure. Well, and as we've mentioned before, I know there's a lot of places that are hiring right now,
mm-hmm.
but not everybody's been voted to be known, I mean, by the Des Moines Register as Yippee Skippy Employer.
Right. Thanks for bringing that up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have been mentioned for the third time as a top 20 workplace in the state of Iowa.
Yes.
So that's a big deal. And we actually just did another internal survey.
Oh,
we did one in the spring, I think. And this is another one to follow that up to make sure that the things that maybe we scored a little bit lower on, the processes that they put in place are actually working.
Sure, sure.
So we just did that. So that just
illustrates how responsive... Mm-hmm. The administration and team management places are, is that, okay, there are places that we could fix. Let's do that. Fix that.
Yeah. And actually, the hospital, for as long as I've ever been there, has always been hyper-focused on processes.
Okay.
Process improvement. And more so right now, we've tried this in the past, but we are actually in the midst right now of applying, which takes a long time. Applying for a national quality award.
Oh.
So there's a lot of hoops to jump through. There's a lot of little things along the way that need to happen to make that a reality. But definitely those processes are getting put into place.
Wonderful.
So if you want to work for a place that's going after the gold and wants to keep winning awards, and it's not just about the awards, it truly is about putting those processes in place to get you to those.
Yep.
The award's the gravy.
Right.
Yeah.
Because having a good work environment is critical.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I like where I go to work every day.
Yeah. You spend a lot of time there.
A lot.
Yes. Yes. It's sad if you are not happy.
Exactly.
And so you've got the opportunities. You can just go to the website.
Yep. iowaspecialtyhospital.com/careers.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Also wanted to mention that, you know, obviously, unless you're living in a cave, you are very well aware that COVID is still very much a part of our lives. And the flu will be coming if it's not already here for those of us who are listening. So get your COVID and flu vaccines. We don't have the COVID vaccines available at the Webster City Clinic, but you can call your provider or you can call us for more information.
Okay.
That number is 515-832-3332.
Okay.
But you can get your flu shots.
Okay. And do you need an appointment for a flu shot?
Just call in and ask them, because I'm not 100% certain.
And it kind of depends on the ebb and the flow of what else is happening, because you and I talked about how there's a lot of this thing going on right now. And I have heard more allergy reports.
That was me last week.
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, all these allergy reports.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the clinic is being judicious about, you know, we don't want to drag somebody in here who.
Right.
Might be quite contagious.
Right.
Allergies aren't contagious. Maybe everybody has it, but they're not contagious. Yeah,
but you don't know.
Right. You don't know.
It looks the same and sounds the same.
It sure does. So better to check on it, call in advance.
Right.
And find out than to, I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah. We'll also be putting some information out. If you're already a patient and you have MyChart,
Okay.
We'll be putting out some information on MyChart about what we do anyway. We put out some marketing information via MyChart, but you can also go out there and make an appointment online.
Oh, handy.
We'll be pushing out some more information about that to the Webster City area, just to be sure that people are aware.
Okay.
So it's another avenue. So
and it's even though we've been talking about flu shots now for several weeks, it's certainly not too late.
Oh, no.
This is like
prime
time.
No, you can go all the way through January. I mean, but now is the prime time because we are seeing flu cases.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just do it.
Well, and if you've been vaccinated, it maybe knocks it down a little. Mm-hmm. So you aren't somebody, you know, it's rather like the COVID stuff.
Yep.
We don't want people to be hospitalized because
right.
those hospital beds are pretty few and far between at this point,
yes,
still, right?
Yes, you are correct. I will tell you, the bed availability in the state of Iowa is dim.
Mm-hmm.
So
do what you can to not need one.
Yeah, because you don't want to sit in their ER. It's not good.
No.
So do your part.
Yes.
That's all we ask. Also have some really cool Prescani mentions. Prescani is the national company that we use to send out surveys to our patients on a random basis.
Okay.
So inpatient, outpatient, and then we get the comments back. They're not, we don't know who they're from.
Sure.
But they look like they're just anonymous once they get to my level. But I do have some here from the Webster City Clinic specifically,
Very
and I thought
good.
I would just rattle them off real quick. Like,
fabulous.
Somebody says, I really like my nurse Kathy and the rest of the crew at my clinic. I always get in soon when I make an appointment. I really like my clinic.
Oh, that's cool.
And I love that ownership.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Kathy Banks is an awesome nurse.
Aww.
And I think everybody knows Kathy. She's, married to Woody, who used to work out here.
Okay.
So Kristen is a thorough and caring provider. My doctor, Kristen Davison, is a very nice person and very thorough. I like her a lot. Dr. John Swisher, excellent doctor. Jody, his nurse, first class. Tanja, Grady, lab, so very caring. Rest of staff, very good.
Oh, the hairs of my arms are standing up.
My nurse was Kathy. She is fantastic and always happy to help with any of my concerns. Kristen is so knowledgeable and kind. She takes the time to call me personally for results and follow-up information. The staff in Webster City is always so friendly and helpful. The staff is knowledgeable and friendly. They were positively engaging and had helpful observations and suggestions. Here's one specific to Dr. Swisher. I am and will tell everyone about how wonderful and caring they are, especially the manager. God bless them all. They even got my Medicaid approved while I was talking to the doctor. It's unreal. They wanted me to go to Clarion for tests when I told them I couldn't because I'm homeless and no gas. They all chipped in and not only gave me gas money, but money to get food and my laundry. The staff are very friendly, kind, considerate, and make you feel important and listen to your concerns. The nurses and doctors were very careful, helping, very caring, helpful, and went out of their way to help me. I can't say enough on how wonderful they are. I'm only going to go there and telling everyone about them.
Ah, that is awesome.
Yeah, so those are like really good, feel-good comments.
Yes, very much so.
And I and the rest of everybody at the hospital very much appreciates when people take time out of their day when they get one of these surveys to write those personal notes, because we do use them. We put them out on Facebook. We put them on our social media. They go back to the providers, so they know what they're doing is good.
Sure.
You know, so it all kind of runs a full circle.
Okay.
Same with the maybe needs to improve comments. I mean, we get some of those as well. We're not perfect.
Sure.
But we always look at those as gifts. It's kind of like that. If you don't know it's broken,
you cannot fix it.
Exactly. So we want to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So let us know either way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's all I had for today.
Oh, but those are great stories.
But I do want to do. We have a super fan. You and I.
Oh, look at us.
Yeah. And he messaged me last night and said that he loves listening to you and I, and that we're so funny, and he just enjoys it. And a lot of people, when I say his name, they're going to know who he is.
Okay.
Nick Olson.
All right. Nick, you are the man. We love you.
Yes. Nick works at Fairway, and he also does some groundwork at one of the cemeteries in town. And he told me that he listens on his headphones. So, Nick, have a great day.
Thanks. Very good. Well, and Nick, make sure you join us next week.
Yeah.
Because we'll be back with more shenanigans. And you know what next week is?
Halloween.
We'll have to work on our cackles.
I'm going to come dressed as a witch, but... And no comments.
I have my little witch earrings on today.
Oh, nice.
I do, you know, because I savor them. And then, oh, wait, I forgot to wear them all season long. So
I'll bring my broom.
Yes. We'll just fly in next week and share more information.
Good one.
Oh, yeah. And I don't even have to pretend. It
just comes naturally. Just the way it is.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. Yeah. Go on to the website, look for jobs, give information on vaccinations, whether it be flu or COVID.
Yeah, give us a follow on Facebook, too, and I'll get those pictures out there for anybody who wants to take a look.
And drive by the new clinic.
Yeah.
You will be so impressed with how it's going to look. I'm excited for when we get to do the grand opening.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, everybody. That's been our Talk to the Expert program with Gina of Iowa Specialty Hospitals, specifically the Webster City Clinic.